Welcome to the Colorado History Series presented by 4th grade students at Glenwood Springs Elementary School. Our 4th grade crew is studying Colorado's history, the impact of mining, and important people who have shaped our colorful state. Take a listen to how our 4th grade crew at GSES wants to share their learning and educate our community.
Hello, my name is Missy Franklin. I was born May 10, 1995. When I was young, I became swimming when I was 5 years old and turned professional in high school. During my lifetime, I won 5 gold medals and 1 bronzy. Holds the record in the zoom meter backstroke. As a result, she showed determination by swimming at the age of 5 and showing young girls that they can be an Olympic girl. I am most famous by being an Olympic girl. Something interesting about my life is that is where she started swimming at the age of 5. Franklin has also been named the best female swimming of 2012 by Find a World magazine. I would like to be remembered as being the best swimmer. Did you know that Missy Franklin was the golden girl of the 2012 landing Olympics? As I have always said, a huge part of swimming for me is I love it and it is so much fun.
Hello, my name is Shepeda. I was born June 10, 1843 in Conejos Country, Colorado. When I was young, I was adopted and raised by youths of the present day in Colorado. During my lifetime, I lived a pretty good life and learned that I loved beadwork. As a result, I was labeled as a U.S. Congress. I was the only woman ever allowed on new tribal council. I am most famous because I was the first Ute woman to be in Women's Hall of Fame. Something interesting about my life is I am a tribal leader and I was a wise woman. I would like to be remembered as the first Ute woman to be in Women's Hall of Fame. Did you know I was a peacekeeper of the Indian rights of the Advocate, and my name meant white singing bird? I've always said that peace is more important.
Hello, my name is William J. Palmer. I was born September 18, 1836 in Colorado Springs. When I was younger, I wanted to be a soldier or a doctor. During my lifetime, I took a difference to save my community and others. As a result, I fought for the country and I saved some of my friends. I am most famous because I saved the country. Something interesting in my life was that I practiced mining coal. I would like to be remembered as a savior. Do you know that I was 75 years old? As I have always said, if you have a dream to catch, nothing can stop you.
Hello, my name is Ellen Griffin. I was born on September 9, 1916 in Ohio. I was famous because I was a teacher. I believed education was important for everybody. Something interesting about my life is I built a school in Denver. I lived with my students' families. I died at the age 96, and my sister and I were shot to death, and they never caught the person who shot us. I would like to be remembered as a good teacher and help everyone learn.
Hello, my name is Carlos. My name is William Byers. I was born on February 2nd, 1831 in Madison County, Ohio. When I was young, I moved with my family to Iowa 1851 and then to Omaha because Nebraska as the city was being laid out. During my lifetime, I was the greatest Denver promoter and giving money to the city. As a result, I became the greatest Denver promoter. I was most famous because I wrote a handbook about how to mine for gold and silver. And I was I also wrote the first Rocky newspaper. Something interesting about my life, I had a little of education experience, but I succeeded. I would like to be remembered as the greatest Denver promoter. Did you know that William Byers died because of a disease, as I always thought mining was interesting.
Hi, my name is Baby Doe Tabor. I was born on 1854 on Oshkosh WI. When I was young, I appeared to be Christian on October 7, 1860. During my life, when Horace Tabor died, he said, "Hold on to my just mine." And I did. Horace Tabor thought it would bring me wealth again. Finally, I was forced to live in an old tool shack and was one day found dead frozen. The mine never brought me wealth. There is a museum about me. It's called Matchless Mine and Baby Doe Tabor Museum. People from all over Colorado come see that museum. Horace Tabor also built a museum called Tabor Grand Hotel in Landville. I was most famous because I was the wealthiest ladies in Colorado. Something interesting about my life is that I was beautiful, hardworking, and determined to achieve fame and fortune.
Hello, my name is Emily Griffith. I was born on February 10th, 1868 in Ohio. When I was young, I was poor and left school in the eighth grade. During my lifetime, I became a teacher and taught 100,000 students. As a result, the world is a better place with Emily Griffith Technical College. I am most famous because I helped many people in Colorado. Something interesting about my life is I taught many people over my lifetime and helped them become educated. I would like to be remembered as teaching 100,000 students. Did you know there is a school named after me? As I've always said, education was the only way to lift people from poverty.
This has been a collaboration between Glenwood Springs Elementary School and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program and KDNK.